Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Y'all, let's get right into Takeover Tuesday.
The new Tiger. The fam, right?
This is called Dip.
First things first, I fuck, get all the money. Bitches love me, keep it honey. Bitches like you, cause you funny. Niggas ain't stunning. I'm the one that came and fucked the summer. I got a black Barbie, she into Minaj. I'ma fuck her all night till I come nothing. Sip got me buzzing, I am not a husband. I could be your daddy cause I am a motherfucker. Fuck niggas mugging, these niggas sweet muffin. Put my seed on her face, she get smashed like a pumpkin. Oh, she love it, do me rougher. Talk that nasty, when I smack your ass cheek. Can you make it? Make it dip, 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 make it d dream just disappear. She like, buy me other shit. I need bags, I need fits, I need cash, I need cash. I'm just really nigga rich. Lick it splash, but before I get you drip, I just got one question, bitch. Can you make a dip, 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 make a dip? Yeah, baby, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip. Lick a lip, lick a lip. Yeah, baby, I just wanna see you dip, see you dip. Make a dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip. Yeah, baby, take a sip, 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 take a sip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip. Show me how you make a dip. Show me how you make a dip, 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 make a dip. Yeah, baby,
okay.
Show me how you make a dip, 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 make a dip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip.
Yeah, show me how you make a dip on a Takeover Tuesday. You dig? We're here to get your week going, get it grooving, and you can call in and take over the show. This is the only show right now, probably in the world, where you can call in and take over a radio show unedited and do whatever it is you want to do. Are you an author, an actor? Do you babysit gangster kids on the weekend? We don't care. Call us up, 424-243-9649, and put yourself on blast and do it with the Monstars, DJ E-Monster and Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, let's go over here and see what's up with her right quick. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing tonight? Hello.
Hello. It's all good. All good.
Okay. I detect a little spice in your voice tonight. Okay. Take over Tuesday. So I just told y'all what that means, so I'm not gonna keep on repeating myself. You did. I'm just saying.
Right.
So
I'm just saying.
Let's see. So what's some things that we got going on later on tonight in the show?
Well, you know, we got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, you know, our gossip lifestyle news. We got the weather. And, you know, maybe we may talk about how we could take over. We may want Papa to take over. Or somebody may call in and take this bitch all the way over, like, whoop, 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 whoop. And then we just got to roll with it.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Shut up. Shut up. Program on down. Like, boop, programmed down. It may not even get to who's bummer, who's getting fat. It may just be like, yeah, I'm taking over. You know, we may just be like, oh, okay, pause on that. Repeat another day.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right. So, hey, so if you're an artist, your management, label, whatever it is, call in, request your artist. That's what it's all about, calling in and taking over. If you are an artist, you call in and interview your damn self. You did. You do what you want to do on a Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, let's go ahead and keep it pushing. I got a lot of independent music coming up. I got some parties to tell y'all about. But for now, here's another major, the two majors, some new Bun B, Lil Wayne. It's called Rude Boy, Monstrous Radio, Takeover Tuesday.
Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah.
Check out my melody. I got that killer flow, call it lyrical felony. I got more melanin than Melanie. So motherfuck what a fuckboy is telling me. I'm lit so they inhaling me. Since Amila, no man betrayal her. No woman, no cry, fuck her, I didn't feel her. Pasta plantain, take a shot of tequila. Selector, come back, rewind now, wheel up. I get respect on every road that I travel on. Cause mean I deal with the fuckery of Babylon. The man been on me, I'd have died, no lie. So I didn't back off when we walk by. Selassie, I come.
And you'll be respected. Respect. The ways of the old. I just wanna run. There's no place for acceptance. The day.
Coming straight from the motherland. And it's designed for the mind of my brother man. Who put it together, no other man. And we came to tell it to the world. We can't keep it undercover, man. Roots and culture, shaped up and sculptured. No, you can't have it back, you pussy clod vulture. You're dealing bumper clod business, don't test me now. Cause mine a real shot up, boy, you're not stressing me now. Pass the ganja, inhale the flavor. Praise the Most High, boy, respect your savior. Rude boy behavior, second to none. Mind them run when I run, pa pum pum. Selassie, I come.
Love, and you'll be respected. Respect. The ways of the old. I just wanna
run. Such a rude boy, now me just a rude man. I am not a human, pocket full of blue man. Walking upon the stars with me higher than the moon man. Send him to his ancestors, family reunion. Yo, Mula, bitch, them no more wrong with me squadron. Them say them some goon with a goon to a goblin. Underground king, little Wayne, tell her Rasta. She say she a queen, she play games, she play pasta. Tunji got no silly, I'm a Tunji got no billy. I no snake on me too brilliant. The fuck with the reptilian. Hit you from your blind side. Got goons in your periphery. I'm gonna be a legend, period. Rest in peace, pimp, I sip for you.
And you'll be respected. Respect. The ways of the old. I just wanna run. There's no place for acceptance.
Okay. Takeover Tuesday. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Looks like we got quite a few people over here. We got quite a few listeners, and looks like we got somebody that pressed one, Miss Unbelievable. And funny, I'll tell y'all why in just a minute. But 651, I see you. I got an independent artist from Chicago via Twin Cities. Ooh, I'm going to play him, and then when we come back, I'm going to not sound so funny. Check it out. This is bar none, the M.O.D. It's called You Ain't Monstrous Radio. We taking it to the hood. Yeah. Call us up, 424-243-9649.
Gang, gang, gang. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad-squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad-squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad-squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par.
I hang with GDs and put your baby mama my side hip. I'm riding around and I'm thumping down and I'm riding around in your whip. My shorty slipping them packs. They say he's bringing me rap. I'm fly as fuck and I'm Gucci down, but I'm still rocking L Max. I'm side town like Bump J, V Dub, my nigga, and Ferris. Go deal my nigga for real. You ain't got to question my status. Inside town, we got levels. That's why I stay with that metal. As big male, love potency. Them normal boys, some rebels. I stay posted up in these streets if you really want to find me. I post figures, no thumb. And Angelo's my chief. I don't never have no beat. I buy none up in these streets. When the bullets fly, I don't duck and hide. I'm running up with that heat. In your eyes, I see hate, cause I do the things you can't. I'm rocking shows, doing videos, and fucking hoes that you ain't. I know you living a lie, cause your money game like mine. I'm business station, I'm flipping weight, and I'm breaking bread with my guys.
You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par.
Better recognize. I'm whenever gang in St. Paul and Reed Bricks, my guy. But don't forget about Bella, his brother tougher than leather. And yeah, we keep them big tunes that'll shoot through your sweater. I know you boys don't fuck with me, y'all talk about me and hate. Y'all whispering in the background like bitches, cause you fake. I whip it up and I chop it down and I break it up on a plate. I'm getting money, I'm coming up and I thumb it up in your face. So what you know about that? My money coming right back. I'm rolling up in a foreign thing with a foreign queen, know that. I'm out here ducking the law, trying to get money involved.
Okay.
I pay the cost to be the boss, that's why a nigga shot call. I ain't down for no fuckery, so if you want it, don't fuck with me. I'm plugged in my city, that's why real niggas, they fuck with me. It's my time and I'm ready, you hate on me and get buried. This real life, why you just pretend like a fairy?
You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a par-par. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad.
So, huh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, I like my squad. Yeah.
Right, that's definitely one of them tracks when you squad up at the bar, at the club, or wherever you're listening to. So that's Bar None, the M.O.D. Make sure you look him up on all social media. He called in on Friday. He said that one right there is on iTunes, Tidal, and all social media that's selling online music. So you can check that out. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this Monsters Radio weather report, and then we're going to check in with our caller and see what they want to do. Looks like they're trying to take over. Hello.
Oh, all right, y'all. Minneapolis sitting at a nice 47. London's night. 40. Paris nights is 40. Atlanta is 58. New York is 52. Dallas is 80. San Juan is 82. Phoenix is 83. Los Angeles is 70. Kansas City is 57. And we got a call from Miami, and they said, tell my weather. Miami's sitting at 78. Well, there we go. Weather monstrously.
Okay, now you said Miami is 78. What did you say Minneapolis was?
Minneapolis, okay, see, but it's a nice 47 for October. I mean, October 31st, you know, we had snow at a time. So I'll take that 47, build you a 47, and take a little bit of Miami's 78 and be just great. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Miami, your ass better not call in here. You did? I'm going to hang up on your ass. Call in here at 78 degrees, and I'm sitting at 49. Boy, we got issues.
But it's a 49 that feel like a 78. Stop playing. You already know it's a 49 that feel like 78 in Minnesota.
All right. Let's get to the caller. All right, take over Tuesday, 651-313. Who we got on the line? Hello.
This is so serious.
What's good, Mr.
some sort of unbelievable. Oh, hey, Mom, I know why you're talking like that, because your breath's tight.
There we go. She came in on all that bullshit. Hey, that's unbelievable. Hi, Iman.
I know,
that's
right?
That bullshit.
Right?
It's all right. Like, I don't pay bills around this son, bitch. Okay. So what's going on tonight?
Not much. Just getting off work. It's been a long, hard day. Just wanted to eat this, I just had a test as a school board.
You did what at the school board?
We just had a protest meeting with the school board.
Oh, okay. Mm. Take over Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's that about.
Take over Tuesday. Let's talk about why these schools in Minneapolis, why the Minneapolis public schools is labeling our kids as statistics and minorities instead of making them a priority when it comes to education.
Okay.
Drop the mic.
I mean, what are you saying? I hate to
y'all
put on the spot, you dig? This is like somebody else fighting, and somebody be like, hey, you, how you feel about it? You should be like, look, man, don't get me in that bullshit. I ain't got nothing to do with this. But you work in the public schools. Is that what it is? I mean, are they labeling the kids as statistics? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they say families, well, the community, the how can I put it, the community of color, okay, they're labeling us as statistics. What they are doing is they're saying that all our kids are not worthy to go to good schools. They're only worthy to be in the bad schools. Okay, what's a good school? What's a bad school? You got these white kids out here in these rich white folks' schools blowing these mugs up. Come on, now you ain't never heard of a black kid in the city going to no damn school or holding no kids hostage at no school. I haven't. I don't know. Oh, okay, me neither, but you know, I'm just saying. I guess my thing is, I got two kids that graduated this year, one from a high school and one from a charter school, and I guarantee you, whether my kids are good kids, bad kids, or whatever kids that they want to say that they is, I guarantee you my kids don't have a good education.
Mm-hmm.
They're very educated children.
Right. Okay, so, I mean, I'm just trying to get into it. So, I mean, how is calling them a statistic? I don't know. You know, I'm actually asking a question. How is calling them a statistic really hurting them?
I'm sorry, say it again.
How you're saying that the school system is labeling them, our inner city kids, I shouldn't say them, I should say our inner city kids statistics. How is labeling them a statistic really hurting them? How is this hurting them?
Because they're trying to put our kids, okay, say, like I said, I got a son right now, 17 years old, finna graduate high school from North High School. My kid's not,
right.
My son is not worthy enough for that school. They consider that school a bad school. I mean, North High School is a bad school.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the schools are bad don't make our kids bad. Don't make our
right.
children's families bad, or don't make the children
mm-hmm.
bad. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what the hell I'm trying to say.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's
so
what I mean by labeling them
bad?
As statistics.
I mean, why are they calling
the
schools bad?
No, mm-hmm. they're not calling the schools bad. They're calling our children bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they are. Shit.
But why
are
they bad? Okay, I got teachers who tells me,
girl, it's
yeah,
their behavior.
Wait, no. But
and
see,
then some of the parents.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you're so serious. Wait, I work in the public school system. I see this every day. All kids are bad. All kids got some type of behavior issues.
Puerto Rican,
but
Native
this
American,
is what happens with our African-American kids. They don't know when to stop. They don't know when to just accept don't do it no more. You know, stop being a statistic. They put themselves in a way to be statistics. And then when the parents come up, they act more worse than the kids do when they get there. So,
and that is true too. That is true too. But you know what?
No, because we have good solid schools who teach education, but on a daily. They don't want to come in and do anything. The only way that statistics can hurt us is where the money goes. And no, they're not pouring their money into the inner city schools. They are pouring it out to the south side schools where the white kids are, because statistically and educationally, they're getting more results. So they're saying, I'm putting my money where I'm getting my results at. Every time that a Minneapolis public school try to get results, they can't, because the kids don't care about school. And, yes, it's a part of their environment. It's part of their parenting. Some do, some don't. I have every day there has been a fight, every day, with the same, almost the same set of kids, the same set of girls with different circumstances, same set of kids. All the white kids are looking at them like, why? For what? You ask them why? They don't even have an answer for you. You go out to the white schools, their issue is they bored, and that's why they'll start messing around. Our kids, we ask them why they're, what's their issue? It's social media. It's I don't like them. It's I don't care. So, hell yeah, them kids are bad and their behavior is terrible. But do I want my babies labeled? No. But they got to show me a different way that I can't label them as bad behavior, because all I see from them is bad behavior. Every day.
And that's fine.
I don't care
but
how much
I guess my thing about it is, it's not worrying about if our kids are bad or not. It's the fact that these teachers ain't me personally, I don't know about nobody
mm-hmm.
else, but me personally, I send my kids off. When I send my kids off to school, I'm hoping and praying that you're going to teach my son something that I cannot, or my child something that I cannot. If I send my child to you and you're only there just for a paycheck and you're just handing out paperwork or homework and not teaching my child, then what the fuck am I sending my kid to school for you for? Excuse my language. I'm just saying. Why are you there? Why is your employment education? Why is your employment being a teacher if you're not teaching?
But let
That's
me
what
tell
I'm
you,
talking about.
A lot
That's
of
what
the,
I fight
a lot
for.
Of the teachers can't teach because of the behavior in the classroom. They want to teach. They're teaching. But because the limited time that they have to deal with behavior on a daily basis, it cuts into the educational time. We have great teachers at Olson, great teachers. But are they limited to what they can do because we're always dealing with a constant on behavior? Absolutely. They teach, but our kids don't want to hear it. They teach the ones who want to hear it. And those who don't, I want to send them off to a different school, because if you're hindering someone's learning, I want to create a school. I could just send you over there. Yep, I'm segregating, because you've been taken away from the kids who do want to teach with your nonsense and with your behavior. And it's not always you on the IEP. It's not always because there's something wrong
that's
with you
doing.
Or you are
mad
or
that's
whatever.
What I mean. That's what I mean by
oh,
labeling.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean
I know
by labeling.
That.
I don't
know
have
that.
To throw
but
our kids
some of them
IEP
need them it.
Fan.
Shoot, some of them need them it. I'd be like, I asked them, did you take your meds?
I don't
today?
Know what cut you cut from. That's unbelievable. But me personally, ain't nobody finna label my
crazy.
Child. I don't care if my child got a disability. You're not finna label my child. I don't
but
give a hot
thing.
Damn. If
you're
the mayor, you're not
going to
label my child
what
black,
what,
white,
what,
Mexican.
But listen,
I don't care. You're not going to label my child.
You may be labeled,
period.
But I don't have to treat you as you're labeled. But then you don't have to
and
keep
And that's what they're doing. They're labeling them. They're labeling us too as
being
black young parents.
Because they're allowed to. Because they are allowed to. The black parents, I don't care if they're black, white, green, they're allowed to act that way. When you have a parent that come in and act just as ignorant as the child, you ask your, where's your meds at? Because, see, you're not hearing either. Then you're not hearing either. So how can the child come in and do what they're supposed to do because you're not teaching them how not to label themselves at all? Because you act in just the same way. So statistically are showing that the parents is doing it, the kids is doing it. Who next? So how is I supposed to get through the child, which I'm talking to every day, and I'm trying to get to the parent, but the parent come and talk about don't listen to that teacher, she ain't got nothing for you. Then why send your school your child to school then if you're not supposed to listen to that white teacher that's teaching
your
child?
Them the ones that need to be labeled then. Them the ones that need to be labeled and grow up. Them the ones that don't need kids.
About.
I ain't talking about them.
But
I ain't talking about them
around.
At all.
But
I'm talking about us parents
around.
Who we raise our kids to respect everybody. I send my child to your school, to your classroom every day, hoping that you're teaching my son differently. How my son is acting in that classroom ain't got nothing to do with him being labeled. He's acting out because he sees somebody else doing it, or she's acting out because she sees somebody else doing it. Her friends are doing it. You got bullying in school. These teachers ain't even speaking up for these kids that's being bullied. And it's just right in their face. But, yeah, oh, well, your kid's the quiet type. That's labeling my child. Or your kid's a class clown. That's labeling my child. Or your kid has a disability. I don't think your kid's fit for my classroom. That's labeling my child. You're not going to put no name on my child that I did not give him or her, period, point blank. I don't care what color you are.
That's not labeling your child.
That's labeling your child.
That's labeling the behavior of your child. So if you don't want
you're
that label of the behavior of your child,
then you need to continue.
There's a difference. The labeling of a child is, you know, is as a whole. But if your child is exhibiting that behavior, then I'm labeling the behavior, not your child. I'm labeling what your child is constantly doing on a daily basis. If you don't want your child to be caught up in someone else, then you teach your child not how to follow them, but be the leader. Because then your child won't be labeled the behavior of what that child is doing, especially if it's a repeated behavior all the time.
You keep repeating that this child is supposed to be the one that's the problem. What I'm saying to you is, what if this child, say it's your child, okay? Say you send your child to school, you
Absolutely.
Know how your child is, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say your child because evidently you have had these problems with yours. Say I send my son to school or my daughter,
I
got a 12-year-old daughter, 13 and 17-year-old boy. Me personally, when I send my kids to school, I know how my kids are going to act. And I know that my kids don't play that bullying shit. My kids are going to go to school, they're going to run because they don't want to deal with me. Period. Point blank. That's my kids. So if someone is bullying my child, the fear yourself law go out the door. Period. Because now the teacher is labeling you because of the fact that you got friends, this person don't got friends, so now this person want to embarrass you or do this, that, and the other to you. Now this person want to fight you for whatever reason. Okay, boom, so my child going to defend themselves. Say my child got into this one little fight, boom. That's over. My son beat that kid's ass, whatever. Now all of a sudden the whole school, that teacher, the principal, and everybody going to label my child because my child defended himself. That's still labeling my child. You're saying my son is a bully. You're saying my son is a troublemaker. You're saying my daughter is this. My daughter is that. Me personally, ain't nobody going to label my child. I'm not going to see nobody label mine, my nieces, nephews, little cousins, none of that. You're not going to label mine, period.
The realistic part of, we're all labeled, whether we want to accept it or not. We're labeled
exactly.
On a constant basis, period, as a
why,
society.
But why,
we label.
Though? But why, though?
Exactly.
But
that's
why,
just
though?
How it is.
Why are we
now,
been,
it doesn't matter if it's good or bad
labeled?
How we're labeled, but we're labeled. Now, how you got to teach your child is you don't have to accept the label that they're giving you. But we're going to be labeled. You don't have to accept the label that person is giving you. And then you can say, hey, this is why my journey is. You don't have, but we're labeled on a constant basis, whether at your job, whether your status, as an American, as whatever. We're labeled as your ethnicity, as being a
that don't
minister
mean that,
or
okay,
Christian
okay, okay.
or whatever.
You can
There's
label me.
Label.
You can label me all you want, but that don't mean don't teach me. I don't give a damn. You can label me all you want. That don't mean don't teach me. I need what you got so I can get to where
that,
you at.
But
maybe
that, but the thing about it is, the thing is, if you close your ears off, they're going to teach you. They still got to do their job. They still got to teach you. But is your child's behavior going to get watched a little bit more? Absolutely. Are they going to, and maybe they may be like, oh, but you should tell your child, since you know, and this is what I tell them, since you know that now they're trying to label you. You show them that you're not that. You don't keep doing it. You show them that you're not that lady. And then you prove to them that that's not who you are, and they don't allow them to label you ever again. But see, we don't teach our kids that. We teach them, oh, go ahead, don't, if they have something to say to you, cuss them out, da 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 da, and that's what they go and do. And then that label remains. You teach your kids, you don't, just because someone labels you, that is not who you got to accept. But usually, and I'm not saying you, but usually parents don't tell their kids that. They just, they tell them, go accept it, and then act even more, act up even more. Show them your ass even more. And then what do they do? Mm-hmm. They come in and show their ass even more. And what do? They get labeled some more. And then what happens some more? They get labeled some more. And then every year they get labeled because now their file is going with them. Everywhere they go. Before right. they even walk in the door, they're reading their file. Why? Because they allowed, because the parents who didn't correct their kids' behavior in the beginning or correct their behavior, now their child is being labeled. Now that file is going with them. And everywhere they go, they open it up. And what are they saying? Oh, well, he's had this behavior. Oh, he's fighting. Oh, he's this. And even though he's trying to get a fresh start, and that's what I tell the kids, you got a fresh start here. Show me something different. This label says this, mm-hmm. but you tell me this.
Right.
But because they haven't shook that label off of them, guess what behavior? They go back to what's familiar. They go back to that same negative behavior, and the parent still makes excuses and don't correct it. So label as you will, because we get labeled, but understand, unless you teach your child what label that they are and who they are and the integrity and the dignity and all that goes along with it, that label is going to remain. The statistics is that those kids in inner cities have bad behavior, and they pile on and they pile on and they pile on, and they send them in one spot or two spots and say that they can't make it. But if you have people with good teachers that some places do, who don't get tired and ain't scared of them niggas, because them niggas always show up and want to hit them, throw stuff at them, you know, act up, of course teachers is going to get tired. They human. Of course teachers are going to label them, because they're seeing their colleagues getting knocked the fuck out. And then the parents is making an excuse and justifying that that's okay. It's not.
And you know what?
Hey, Miss Unbelievable, I need you. We need you on our team.
Well, I
could
not
help it.
There.
I think it's,
I understand
I think
that. That's why we need
like,
you.
Yeah. I think this is an awesome topic. This is more like a comic cafe, but I think it comes down to on both sides. Hold on. Let me take this gauze out of my mouth. Y'all don't know I had a tooth pulled. That's why I was talking funny. I think it comes down to both sides. I think on one hand, sometimes, like she said, some of the teachers are there just for a check. Some of them need some serious training when it comes to teaching kids. Because especially when it comes to, like, high school kids and junior high, because those kids go through a lot of emotions. Not only you got to be a teacher, you got to be a psychologist, a therapist, and all other kinds of things. You dig? They're going through a lot of things, and you have to be a teacher that can handle that and then absorb it and then give it back and teach them something and help them learn from that. You know what I mean? That's not all teachers. There are some teachers. I had some awesome teachers, and I think that's what made me a great guy. I had some really great teachers in my life that really, really reached out to me and connected to me on an individual level. And then that's when we became one-on-one. And on the other hand, on the family side, I think where it's lost, and this is where the parents have to step in, a lot of kids go to school these days and they don't respect the teachers. They're not respecting their elders. They're very disrespectful. You dig? Like she said, some of them, they got to watch colleagues get knocked out. All this other shit. Now, a teacher has to make a decision. Do I actually defend myself and hit this kid and lose my whole career? Or do I let this kid sit here and try to wail on me until somebody comes to my savior? Did it? So sometimes now, I love how Miss So Serious said, not my kid, because they know. They go to school. They got to come home and answer to me. Every kid doesn't have that. You dig? But you're one of those real parents that say, I'm involved and I am responsible for what my kids do. If my kid's out there being a bully, then damn it, that's on me. and I'm going to handle it, da-da-da-da-da-da. So on that note, we got another person that pressed one. Let's see if they want to touch in on what we're talking about, Takeover Tuesday. If they don't, we're going to play a track and then come back and get to the who's bumping who, who's getting fed. But we can talk about this some more. But 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello.
What up? Eat is dirty.
Hey, what's good, Jay Dirty? How you feeling on a Takeover Tuesday?
Shit. Everything's great.
That's what's up.
The hell we talking about? What we talking about tonight? What's going on?
So, right now, basically, you know, we got into deep. Miss So Serious, she's called in. I don't think you've met her yet. I'll let you guys say hello to each other. Mrs. So Serious, this is Jay Dirty. Jay Dirty, this is So Serious.
What's him?
Yep. And I don't know, maybe she got herself on
this. What's up with you?
Oh.
Sorry, I had to get away from the noise. So I had to put my phone on mute.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
See, I told you. I told you. She ain't disrespectful. She cool as hell.
Oh, really?
Ooh, I'm cool. I'm nice. That's why my name is So Serious, you know?
You sure? That makes you nice?
I am a queen. I am a queen. I'm always nice.
God bless you.
I'm very respectful.
God,
I'm just probably the realest person you're going to ever meet.
Then why So Serious?
Wait, let's get into it, because I'm saying she's not going to always talk nice like that. You'll see in a minute.
No, she's not.
Why
what's
so up? Because I was like, who is that? Is that a representative? Anyway.
Oh,
so.
Here we go. Hey, this is my expertise field, and you better relax, because I've been in the base for the last month, brother. Bring it with it. What
right.
You got? Everybody know
so,
I'm a conservative libertarian. Bring it on. What we got here?
So basically, we got into talking about the school system. Basically, Ms. So Serious, obviously, she's going through a situation where, you know, her kid is being labeled. And she's talking about, you know, how the school system is labeling our kids' statistics.
Being labeled
certain
what?
Things. What, hard to deal with? Am I right, Ms. So Serious? I'm hard to deal with, just an all-around bad kid, those type of things, those type of labels. Basically, okay, she must be still on it. Cause basically, what she's saying, you know.
Basically,
then,
just behavior issues and being
yeah.
labeled as, you know, behavior issues or, you know, ADHD or, you know, just the labels that they put on the kids.
Right.
Right. Like
so is it a
city,
label or is
so
it a
they
fact?
Can't. Ooh, that was that was my argument. However, those are the labels that Minneapolis Public Schools have been putting on our students. And statistically, they've been showing that, you know, they haven't been no growth. So they want to keep the labels on our students. But like I was saying, the only thing that happens with the labels is it just takes the money out of the school system for the north side, but it gives it to the white kids because they're making results. And so that was what we were, you know, discussing basically.
Okay, well, I find that very a funny argument because I'm white as sour cream. And what happened was when I was in school, they called me the same exact quote-unquote labels. But you know what the funny part about it was is that I lived up to every goddamn quote-unquote label that they gave me. I was a very hard to deal with student. I was a little dickhead. I didn't goddamn listen. I always talked this shit. I stayed in the principal's office. I always fussed my goddamn teachers out. When I came home, I got my goddamn ass whooped. Didn't give a fuck about it. I kept on going and going because I was raised by a single mother. Mad cycle, dog. I never once cried about it, though. I knew what I was asking for. I just didn't care. Because I didn't have no strong model in my life beating the hell out of me when I came home. It was just a mama's ass whooping. It wasn't all that bad. Yeah, it wasn't no big strong hand choking me the fuck out. It was my mama whooping my ass with a belt or something. You know, it wasn't that bad. We going to survive, but, you know, but after they whooped me, nobody put knowledge in my head after they whooped me. Nobody told me anything real after they whooped me. They just got mad, angry, whooped me, and then I went to my room and sat with my thoughts. Nobody actually sat me down and educated me about anything. Said, look, you've been a little fucking dickhead, all right? Quit goddamn talking shit with these grown people. Get the fuck on you, you little motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Stop being a little fucking dickhead. Nobody told me that. Nobody got in my ass by that shit. It was being soft. That's why I was like
right.
that.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't have that real teacher to step in and be like, pull you to the side.
No,
like,
all they did was beat the hell out of me and send me to my room. That was it. Nobody sat down and said, you a little motherfucking dickhead. You need to goddamn quit. You being a little prick. Nobody fucking likes that goddamn shit. That ain't how motherfuckers act in public. You little asshole motherfucker. Nobody told me that damn shit. They just beat the hell out of me and sent me to my room. That was it. Nobody. They beat me with no explanation behind it. And I didn't give a fuck. How the fuck is I supposed to respect that shit? Nobody said nothing real behind that belt. Nothing.
Yeah. Right.
You should have grew up in my house back then. We did more than
that.
Beating the hell out of for what? The hell? They punching.
Right.
You got fire pans thrown at you. Fuck up a school.
Right.
Right.
But yet, that just brought fear. It never taught anything. It just brought me
right.
fear.
No. Fear teaches you things, baby. No, because if you fuck up in school and you know when you come home a fire pan's getting put in your head, you're going to not act up so easy in school.
After a while, no. After a while, you become numb to it and you don't care. You'll be like, well, if I'm about to get this ass whooping, I'm about to, I'm coming
that's
from
a
the
lie.
Black perspective.
No, see, we got sat down.
I'm coming from the white perspective, and that's a lie.
So for my black kid, for a black kid, they're going to be like, I'm
what
about
the color got
to
do with getting your ass
whooping? No, because when kids, like, if I'm about to get a whooping, I'm about to show my ass.
A kid's
completely.
A kid. Don't matter
I'm
the color. Kids' brains always think the same.
And so, but if someone sat me down and was like, okay, I'm about to beat your ass, but this is why, and this is what you don't need to do, but I'm still going to beat your ass, then I'm
no,
learning.
No, my mom always explained after
I got
my ass.
I never whooped my kids, but my kids never messed up in school either. I never whooped my kids, never beat my kids. I told my kids every time they did something wrong, I told my kids, well, if you feel like you want to act like that, then you go ahead and act like that. But if you feel like you want to be dumb all your life, keep acting like that. Act up in school, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, let a teacher call me if you want to. I'll come
around. Tell them little motherfuckers they
fucking
up. I'm going to
sit there
right.
and embarrass the hell out of you. I'm going to put my nose on you for what? I'm coming
right
up to
you. Well, I
got
to go up there and act
right
your ass at the schoolhouse because you're being a little dickhead. Yeah.
But you don't understand. Kids don't care nowadays. They don't care if their mom come up, act the fool.
That's
they
because
be
like, parents
don't. Like
you sitting there saying that black kids have it different than white kids in school when a kid's a kid.
Kids are kids, but I'm talking about far as homes and how most kids get raised and how
now
they come numb to different things.
How the hell do you
become
numb to pain as a kid? How does
because
that happen?
That's all that they do. That's
a kid
all
becomes numb
see.
To pain when they become an adult. When they're kids, they still feel it all the same. But who's giving it to them? What's the level they're giving it? Why are they giving it? And what are they saying behind it?
Right. Well, here's an experience that I have to honestly agree with Miss Unbelievable because I've seen it firsthand. You dig? I have cousins. You dig? The whole squad. I'm not going to say their names, but the whole goddamn squad. Their mama was mean as hell. Their mama used to whoop them with anything she could grab. She couldn't grab nothing, boy. She was Bruce Lee Kung Fu kicking, and she was no lightweight woman. You dig? So she would beat the swamp dirt out these little kids, you dig? And what it did was basically it made them so motherfucking tough. They went out into the world and mobbed. You dig? And fighting another person, another kid their size, what? Motherfucker, I'd be fighting. You see what I get from my mama? You can't hit me that hard. You can't hit me that hard. You dig? So it does kind of toughen them up a little bit. And then we'll just say, now, I'm just saying hypothetically because you're no small kid, Jay Dirty. You dig? Or I'm pretty sure you were no small kid.
Not anymore. Yeah.
But imagine being like this and being going into high school, 6'1", 6'2", 220, 230, ripped, and you don't respect your teacher.
No, that's the thing, though. I wasn't ripped.
Problem.
I was that weight and that height, but I was fat, so I got bullied hella crazy. What happened was when I came home and complained about it, my people goddamn told me straight up, if you want somebody picking at you, then let them do it. If you don't want nobody picking at you, stand up and say you don't want nobody picking at you. And whatever consequence come behind you saying that, then you better be man enough to accept it. So what happened was I made a goddamn choice that I got a choice put out to me in my face. They say, look, you want somebody picking at you? Shut up, let them do it. If you don't want nobody picking at you, stand up and tell them to fuck off. And whatever choice you make, just make sure that you're able to accept the consequence that come with it. Because when you don't tell them to fuck off, you invite them to keep doing it. When you tell them to fuck off, they might hit you. Now you got a fight on your hands, whether you get your ass beat or not. You set a line in the sand. So whatever choice you're giving your children at home, telling them, oh, run to the teacher and tell them, what is that going to do? Because all you do nowadays, when you tell the damn kid to run, tell the teacher, what they're going to do is probably send both of y'all to the principal's office. Because teachers, for some goddamn reason, teachers nowadays ain't educated enough in common sense to understand that a kid's getting bullied. So they think both of them's full of shit. So what happens is, because they're just there for the paycheck for the most part. So they don't really, they're not good at psychology. They don't understand kids. They don't see the different behaviors in the classroom. They just there to go through the motions and get a check every month and then teach a little this here and there, and then that's it. So, I mean, if we're going to talk about education, let's talk about that. And let's talk about the fact that that parents are literally signing over their rights for their kids to get vouchers to go from a bad school to a good school because they keep voting for these Democratic leaders that's against vouchers for people to actually take their kids from bad schools to good schools. And so now they're just self-destructing. So now you keep your kid in a bad school because you don't vote for these people to give them vouchers to go to a better school. And now everybody just mad and the motherfucker at nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's they fault.
But understand,
everybody's just self-destructing.
Understand one thing, though, about those vouchers. And this is what people understand. Once you start giving out those vouchers, it's taking the money away from the inner city schools to make them better.
Yeah.
And you're sending them out there. So you got to understand.
Yeah, because it's been working so much for the last 20 years.
You got to understand the balance.
We've been giving them so much money for the last 20 years, and nothing's changed. So what the hell could it hurt?
Because they're going out there still not getting treated right. It doesn't matter.
Getting treated right by who?
Going out. Okay, so you got to understand, when you say give them vouchers or do different schools,
usually we've never voted for that yet because everybody
goes
to the left.
African-American kids going out there to our white schools.
Yeah,
I
went to public school. I understand
here.
How much of it's African-American.
I'm just talking about Minnesota. And once they get out
there, for Georgia.
They're discriminated against. They get
Me
in
too.
More fights than
funny?
They have.
Ain't that funny?
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about when we send our kids out with vouchers and where they go. They face more labeling than they do even wherever they go. So you got to understand
a dirty place.
Your student. Yeah, it is.
And
you,
if you teach them to
be
sensitive to somebody
to
calling them something, you failed as a fucking parent. If they get goddamn their little asshole hurt because somebody called them a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
I mean, God forbid we have these people running our future in the future. I mean, what the fuck are they going to do in a position of power?
They
get mad at somebody in school calling them a fat ass.
That's my question. That happens. But
who's giving them this thin skin?
And that's the question I be asking too. Because
yes, ma'am.
They get to crying and whining when someone says, I don't like you. What the fuck?
I'm not obligated to like any fucking body. I don't give a fuck what your goddamn color is. I'm not obligated to like you.
Right.
Not every human is
cool. But I see who is about to be our head, and they have no tough skin, they have no patience, they have no imaginations, none of that. I don't care who they are. They're very soft.
Who's raising them to be like this?
And they don't know how to face adversities.
Yeah, so who's raising them to be like this? Is it the people that's whining on the news about social justice? Who's raising them to be this soft? Who's doing it?
Oh, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's home, it's environment,
like what?
It's...
No, environment don't make you soft. Environment, if anything, makes you tough. Without your parents telling you that you're a victim in the environment, that's a different thing. But the environment itself actually makes everybody tough.
But that's still environment.
If you're in a
bad
environment.
What
makes the environment bad? No, but what makes the environment bad as a whole?
The poverty... It's where you live.
Yeah, but
how you eat.
What brings that to that certain environment? Like, we need to break all this down if you're gonna sit there and throw all these shits out there in the universe, like all these names
and
whatever. You can break it down. Shit, we intellectuals here. We can actually have an intelligent conversation. Why? What makes the environment like that?
We as people. Every aspect
exactly.
of people. I don't blame
right.
one certain part of the people. I don't blame like one certain
You're a smart
part
person,
because
then.
We all play a part
You're
in it.
Very intelligent
we all
for
play
that.
A
Thank
part.
You.
We
right.
all play a part. Everybody who's
sense.
On this earth play a part of how our environment is turning out. how our environment is at this very moment.
So should we not be riding parents that's raising the future of these kids?
We can't blame
teaching them
one
that it's okay to be a victim.
That, oh, that this is, oh, because they've been raised in one parent home that they're a victim. We can't do that. That's just labeling them as well. But we as people have failed the kids who are coming up right now. Period.
I agree because every adult nowadays is telling their kids that they can't progress in life because they're victims. It's fucking their brains up. I agree. I think it's
absolutely
true right there. How can the kids succeed in that kind of environment when you tell them they're not going to be able to make it to the top because there's some devil in the back behind the curtain that's going to jump out and bite their head off when they get there? How the hell are they ever going to succeed in that kind of environment?
About.
That just makes no sense. Yeah, it's retarded.
No.
I mean, what are we doing?
And this is what they're hearing on a constant basis, either through music, either through their parents, through these campaign ads. It's what they're eating every day through their diet.
Right.
They're not progressing. And then we want to teach them every day. How?
No, you know why they're not progressing is because the adults that's over these kids got a lot of emotional problems. They fucking hate each other. They're always goddamn angry. They're always upset. They're being victims. So they just pass it down to their kids from generation to generation. Oh, my God, I've been on this my whole life, and, oh, Lord, my kid don't get to go ahead because that's what the fuck held me back 30 goddamn years ago. The world ain't changed in 30 years. My kid going to be the same way. They just talking ignorant shit. Like, they think that the world literally didn't change since they was kids to now that their kids is kids. They act like that nothing changed in 30 fucking years. Like, that is the most ignorant shit I've ever heard in my goddamn life. Like, the world has changed a lot since the 60s. Let's be honest here. And a lot of people have a lot of the same opportunities. I mean, so I don't understand what the hell everybody teaching their kids to be victims for. Because apparently nowadays we have this big race war in the country where, like, I guess white people, they keep claiming that white folks are, like, killing black folks at some alarming rate, which is actually a lie, because if you look at the FBI statistics, they'll tell you that if you actually live in damn Chicago, your chances of almost getting killed by a person that looked like you is almost the highest it's ever been in fucking life in this goddamn country. Now, where were all these goddamn race protesters in Chicago? I've never seen them on the streets out there. What are they doing? But let some crazy goddamn white cop that's been ain't got no goddamn sense to be even talking at all, let him beat the hell out of somebody that has a different skin color than him and somebody clicked the record button after a motherfucker done invoked him, and then they put it on CNN. And now watch what the fuck he going to get, though. You dig what I'm saying? They're going to crucify that motherfucker, but they don't want to go to Chicago. Are they scared of their own people? Well, why they don't go to Chicago with this type of shit? Why they always just worried about when somebody of a different color kills somebody?
Well, it's with
when
the
it's
police,
at a very low
it's
rate.
Not, it's really deep with the police when it comes to the inner city community.
They never tell the whole truth.
And part of it is they have documentation that the police departments would do certain things against our community.
Where's this documentation at? Who's getting it from where? Where's it coming from? I need to know if the sources are damn good. I don't want nobody just printing papers out talking about this came from this and that. Where are they getting this from?
Right.
My statistics come from the FBI statistics. Where the fuck they getting their polls from? They just printing this shit out because they mad? I mean, who's giving it to them? What is it? Where it come from? It's not legit.
Okay.
It's a bunch of fucking lies built up to make people scared of police. I don't understand what's going on. Police are not just killing blacks at an alarming rate. What happens on the Democratic side, they always take the minority percentage of evidence and try to make it the majority. They put a microscope on it, and they try to make people and brainwash them and believing that this is going on in every city, state, and county every 24 hours. It's not true. Because
so
if you want to talk about death statistics amongst people, black-on-black crime is killing blacks more than any police.
Regardless of how much is happening, it shouldn't be happening. Regardless of how much is
That's
happening,
my point, but
it still
but you're going to skip over a point,
happening.
Though. But we're
no,
skipping over
you,
a point, though.
Still,
the black-on-black murder rate
happen.
Is higher than police-on-black murder rate. Why are we not looking at that first? That's the most dangerous
for
black people right now in this country.
Hold on. I'll answer that.
What's the difference?
First of all,
black lives are being killed. What's the difference?
The difference is the police are in control. They're there to police. They're supposed to be there to aid us.
No, they have to follow the law the same as everybody else.
Hold on. Not beat us down. Not hunt us down because we have a missing tail light. Not do all these extra things that don't happen in other communities. It has been documented through FBI. I ain't got no documentation right now, but they are harassing us. They've been doing it for years and years and years.
You ever wonder why that was?
Control.
Did you ever wonder why the hell the police always pick on certain people other than others?
For whatever reason it
may be. You think it's justified?
The fact is, I don't think it's justified that they pick on us.
You don't?
No,
you
want to
go over the crime statistics right quick? Because I got a bunch of them for you in the country. You want to go over them real quick? I can tell you a shitload of them right now that can try to justify a stop and frisk.
Hold on.
Okay.
It does.
Hold on. Let me ask
Absolutely
that.
Does.
That statistic probably does stand out there. But I'm out here in the field, bruh. I ain't fucking with nobody.
Me too. Every day.
Police
don't I fuck with a
up.
Lot of ex-criminals.
Police don't swap
They're
me
my
up
friends.
All the time. The police used to swap me up all the time and fuck with me. Twist my arm on some little silly bullshit.
Right, but you ever asked yourself why they
were
doing that to just you?
Shit.
Have you ever asked yourself that intelligent question? Why is that happening so much
in my community?
I know, that's what I'm saying. You ever asked yourself why they do that in my community so much?
Can
is the crime rate higher in your community or lower? What's the point?
I know why. Hold on.
Can I speak on why?
I know why. Hold on. He's talking to me right now.
I'm going to break these numbers out.
I know why. I know why they fuck with me. I know
why
they fuck with me. Because I'm black.
And yeah, but what does that have to do with why they stopping you? Like, what's black people in your community doing that's making police in that be in that environment even more than other places? What's going on?
That's the part that the police is supposed to separate. If I ain't did shit, why they fucking with me?
Well, do you know that about 80% of the murders in Chicago are unsolved? So there's a bunch of black killers running around that ain't been prosecuted yet because the murders ain't been solved by the black folks.
I live in Minneapolis.
It's the same thing in every hood across the country. There's a bunch of unsolved murders in poor communities that ain't going solved.
So
what do we say about
like
all them
Chicago
criminals is getting away with murder? And there are higher rate of police getting away with murder.
I'm not talking about statistics. I'm talking about things that happen to me personally.
Yeah, statistics
that I
are
see
facts.
Every day. It's the, what I see.
Well, statistics
fact.
Are. But statistics don't necessarily take on what's happening. It's still,
that's
regardless
a
of what your statistics say, it
who
still should be happening because
FBI
just because it's a black-on-black crime or just because it's a white-on-white crime.
That's the highest rate of black people dying in the country is black-on-black crime. Why y'all not looking
happen
at that?
I worked with the police before, so I know
Shut
what
up.
They do.
I know
what they do. I know why
so
they do
the police,
it.
So
I've
let me ask you this, since
them.
You worked with them before. Do police just
Absolutely.
Go in every neighborhood and literally throw random people off the street into prison for no reason?
Yes,
is
they
that
do.
At such a high rate?
Yes,
all right,
it
I want
is.
You to break down
if
these case numbers
why,
to me and what these
and
cases are called so I can actually study them and look
let
up what's going on.
Let me tell you why they said it, and I was riding with them. I said, so tell
now,
me.
I don't care what they said. What can they do legally in the court? Like, what are they? Are they literally grabbing up innocent people, throwing them in prison?
Absolutely. And he said,
really?
And you want to know
what
his reason was?
What are
you,
the case names you're referring
reason
to?
Was?
No, what's the case name so I can look it up?
I can't tell you because that's
it don't
private information because I took an oath and I can't say.
It don't
say.
Exist. That's why you can't
Ooh,
tell me that.
It does exist. I worked in a law office.
What's the case
I,
names then?
I
if you know so much about
office.
It, what's the case names?
I worked with the police officers. I can't tell you
what are the case names?
I can't tell you that.
Because it,
because
it didn't
that case
happen.
It's private and it's sealed. It did happen. I worked at a law
no,
office.
No case is
I
private and sealed
clerk.
Because cases
are
for the
about?
Public.
I was,
why do you
I
think they have juries?
The police officers.
Don't give me that.
And when I asked them.
Yeah, I know police officers
them,
too, but you're always going to have a case name.
They
it's public.
Settle and it don't go there. Half the time it settles and it doesn't go anywhere. Half the time there's so many
corrupt
judges,
okay.
They don't get there.
Okay.
Half the time.
So you're telling me that people are getting settled out of court now?
I was there.
Being murdered?
I worked with them. I seen it. I seen it being done. When I filed
yeah,
the
I
papers
know
and how
that,
they didn't file the
state
papers.
Trooper. I know how this shit worked, but you're lying right now.
I seen it.
What's the
no,
case
I'm
name?
Not. I
if, it's such
there.
A, if it's such a prevalent problem,
there.
What are the case names? If it's such
I
a majority problem, what are the case
I
names?
I don't work there now.
What
I
are the case
there.
Names?
When I work with the police, when I work with the police,
how do you
I said,
not know any case names
of
this
person?
If it's such a problem?
Because it's been so long ago. I work in the school system now. When
okay,
I
so we
in
haven't
the
had
law,
none
when
since
I
then?
I worked there. Absolutely, but I'm in the school system.
Well, y'all
I
act like it's such a big
focus.
Problem, but you can't tell me any case
it
names.
It is a big problem. It is a big problem.
Then why you don't know any case
I
names?
Yeah.
It must not be that important.
When I talk to that police officer,
no,
I said, why
like
do you guys pull over something?
No. If she's complaining about it, she needs to know this type
I'm
of stuff
not,
so
no,
people can
I'm
be educated.
Complaining about
what are the
it.
Case
I'm
names?
I'm telling you facts that I've seen.
You sound
this
pretty
is
mad
I've
about
seen.
It, but what are the case names?
I'm not. I don't know the case
how do you
names
say
right
you know
now,
it if you can't tell me your case name so I can go see if it's
okay,
bullshit
so
for myself? I need to be educated about it.
What does the case name got to
you can't
do
tell
with
me, the info.
Me telling you where I worked and my experience.
It would educate
you. Can't
me.
Take away with my experience that I've had with the police officers.
I can't
and
if
I'm
you don't give me no case names. Then you're just talking
to them,
shit.
I said, why did you?
Where's the
I
evidence?
Said, why do you guys pull over people? And they said, because they look suspicious. That's the most of the time that they pull over.
That's what you're going
people
on?
Because they look suspicious. No, that's what I asked the cop, and that's what he
real
told me.
I've been pulled over for that too. I've been pulled over for that,
and
too. I'm a big
said,
white
so,
dude with tattoos on his body.
So
I've been pulled over
me,
for the same
I
thing.
I said, so tell me what makes it look suspicious. And these are avid questions. And he said,
yeah, you,
it
you explain that to me.
This was just
I'm
off
listening.
My, he
you,
said, it
you
doesn't.
Explain that to me.
And this is what
no,
he
if,
said.
No,
if, he said, he goes, it just looks suspicious to me. He has,
right.
they give no merit. And that's with anything. It's their perception.
Suspicion is a merit, but okay.
No, perception. If I haven't done nothing, you can't.
I've been
put
pulled
no
over for the same thing.
On your,
I've been pulled over for the same. I'm a big white dude with tattoos on his body. I look,
doesn't
I look
make
mean.
It right though. There's no merit to
I'm not out here bitching about it,
us.
Saying that police are attacking big white dudes with tattoos. I don't bitch about it. It just happens. I look very suspicious when I'm out in public. I don't look like a nice guy. Even though I know that I am, I understand that the world is full of people that look like me that's dickheads. And what happens is the innocent got to suffer with the goddamn guilty because the majority of motherfuckers that look like you ain't shit, and the same goes for me. And most of the big white dudes with tattoos on their bodies been to goddamn prison. They're involved in the Aryan Brotherhood. The motherfuckers don't goddamn look nice. So what happens is I get thrown in the mix of that damn shit. So instead of pointing the finger at y'all saying, oh, my God, they don't like me and this and that, and they telling me I'm in the Klan, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at my own goddamn people that look like me and say, you motherfuckers need to relax because y'all putting the innocent that look like you in the goddamn mix with you motherfuckers. But what I'm seeing is on the other side, they're not doing that. They're pointing the finger at everybody and their grandmama, but they're not sitting there sitting down with motherfuckers that look like them saying, look, you motherfuckers are causing the innocent motherfuckers that look like you to be thrown in the mix of this bullshit and needs to fucking stop. So instead of taking care of our own communities, what we're doing is sitting there pointing fingers at each other for no goddamn, with no evidence at all. It's cowardice,
no, we
it's bullshit,
we
and it makes no fucking
we tell
sense.
Our kids. No, that's not true. We communicate with
it's
our
not
people
true.
To not do it. We
what?
Do communicate.
Now look,
but the
look,
thing
so what do you think about Black Lives Matter that's always popping
oh,
up when white people kill black people but not pulling up in Chicago when all them black kids got murdered this whole fucking year? There's been like
we
over 400 murders over there. It's unsolved. Where they at in that community?
City has to, every city has to rally for themselves. Every state has to rally for themselves.
No, because
what
Black Lives
do,
Matter travels around the country to see if a white person kills a black person, but they won't go to Chicago when them 400-something unsolved murders of black-on-blacks was killed. That's a big problem for black people in Chicago. They need to go look at that. That's really killing a lot of black
right.
kids
oh,
over there. They need to go
and,
look
and,
at that
and,
shit.
And we're not
instead of traveling
that
around
black
the country
on
looking
black
for one white officer
issue.
In the city to kill somebody, this is stupid.
We're not saying that black-on-black crime is not an issue. But what we're saying is
I hope so.
Black-on-black crime still is wrong, too. It's wrong.
Yeah, but
too.
y'all always making the other side
look,
way bigger than y'all
look,
than
no,
that
no, no,
problem.
No, no.
That's a bigger problem
no,
than
no,
the
no.
other thing.
I said that it's all wrong. I said that it's all wrong. I never said
well,
that one is higher than the other. Because listen,
well,
crime is crime. Wrong is wrong. Period.
Right.
And how we educate our children is gonna make a difference. You cannot plot
right.
one against the other, but it happens, and
right.
it shouldn't. The cops should not kill nobody, and they shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be suspicious.
Well, I ain't gonna say
and
that.
You,
they shouldn't kill
no
nobody
statistic.
That's unarmed. I give you
because
that.
Because there's been so many people that has been armed and still killing for no reason. We can't justify what happened in Pittsburgh with that person came in and shot them people. That was wrong.
What person? What incident you talking about?
And that just happened in Pittsburgh when they went into the Jewish synagogue and shot up all those people, those 20 people, for no reason.
Right.
This
now who did
this
that?
This type of crime, it, and to me, that face don't matter. This type of crime shouldn't be happening. See, I can care less of what color
who
you
shot
are.
It up?
You shouldn't be happening. It was a white guy.
Right. And what was the reason he shot it up for? I know it's not justified at all. You should never do that. But what happened? What did they say happened?
It wasn't justified because they were Jews. In a synagogue.
Right. Right. So, right. Okay. Yeah, that's terrible.
So, understand.
It's the same, but I think the shit going
wrong.
On in Chicago is more terrible than that because it happens more frequent. And there's a lot of black kids actually being murdered. I don't think that's right. No, I don't think that's right that all these black kids are dying in Chicago and nobody's held accountable. I think that's wrong because there's a lot of black lives being lost in Chicago.
I don't think it's right that no one is dying. I don't think it's right that no one is dying. And see, that's where you need to broaden your horizon. You shouldn't.
No. What I do as an intellectual human being is try to look at the majority problem and then deal with the smaller ones later. The majority problem is murders in Chicago that these black kids are dying and all of them's unsolved. We need to deal with that first because there's a lot of black kids being lost over there. Where the fuck is all these black leaders in Chicago on the streets? That is a bad problem right there. These black kids are dying at astronomical rates over there. And all of it's unsolved.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's going on?
Absolutely.
We need to be over there dealing with that. That's a bad problem. Yeah. Not to mention 75% of black people are aborting their babies.
The state needs to rally around that. But each state and each city rallies around their people. So if that's a problem, Chicago needs to rally around that.
Who's rallying in
Chicago?
They are rallying in Chicago.
Where they rally at in
Chicago?
I haven't seen no media on this at all. What are they doing in Chicago? If it was that important, they'd be on the media like every other Black Lives Matter protest that happens. What are they doing in Chicago?
Right.
I've never seen.
But there's more people than Black Lives Matter that's out there helping folks. There's
okay,
more people
well,
than
me.
That.
Who's doing
that
who's
one?
Out there?
I don't
so
live
I can
in
look
Chicago.
It up. Who's out there?
But let me call my friend who doesn't
live,
live in
there,
Chicago.
You shouldn't
so
be educated
can,
on what's
I don't
happening
live
in Chicago.
There. Because
so you shouldn't be educated on why these black kids are dying so bad in Chicago?
Hey, I'm worried about Minneapolis kids dying. I got
name.
To worry about my, I got to worry about home. Everyone matters to me. I pray for them, but I rally for my own. I'll pray for them, and I'll let my person who lives in Chicago, they take care of that, but I take care of home. See, Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's
and
mine.
I hope you're taking care
I'll
of your
pray
home.
For
that's
y'all, but Minneapolis is mine. See, I'm going to make sure
yeah,
Minneapolis is backed up in the school system. So that's
yeah, I mean,
rally.
I'm in Georgia.
And you should
so
pray for them.
Yeah, no,
you know what
I don't
saying?
I don't rally. I don't rally because I've yet to actually see a whole story with all the evidence laid out in front of me that I can actually make an intelligent conclusion on it. They always give us half-assed shit on the media, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm not going to make a prejudged conception because of somebody's skin color, white or black. I need all the evidence first before I can make an intelligent decision on what the fuck going on. But what happens is, people, as soon as a motherfucker hit the goddamn record button, we don't know what the fuck happened before that record button got hit. And this
absolutely.
Is a big goddamn problem to me in the damn media. We don't know what the fuck led up to that. We don't know who's wrong or right. All we see is somebody hit the record button with somebody getting hands laid on them. We don't. If somebody did that shit to me, if I'm in the middle of beating the hell out of somebody, they start hitting the damn record button, they might say I'm a goddamn devil and a bully and all this, but they don't understand this motherfucker just provoked me before that record button got hit and I had defended myself. You're not seeing the whole story here. This shit is a big problem. And what happens is people are getting brainwashed. They believe in this bullshit, though. They believe in these 30-second clips of motherfuckers getting their goddamn ass beat without no prior what the fuck happened. They don't even ask that question. Nobody's free thinkers anymore. They have a bunch of other people thinking for them. And they don't think for themselves. See, America's really scared of free thinkers, no matter the color, no matter what color you are. If you're a free damn thinker and you process all the information and go by evidence and truth, you're a threat out here. But if you follow the goddamn sheep and believe
and
everything
evidence,
that the motherfuckers show
but,
you because...
But the thing about is, what truth and what evidence? There's nothing that's never going to be
that's
the truth.
My point. That is my point.
So
there's none of that. They're not
the
giving
evidence,
it to us.
So you still,
that's
you
my
still
point.
Come up to your own conclusion because there's never going to be no evidence. So
no,
if you
because
got to follow
if it,
all the way to the
no,
letter,
because if evidence is there, then
the
choice is pretty clear. No, if evidence is there, the choice
is
pretty
suspect.
Clear.
The evidence.
How do you know that?
Well,
what makes it suspect?
Because
evidence
that
is true.
Person whose evidence that you're looking at, they could have lied. How do you know that they didn't lie?
Okay,
like
so you're
going to
tell me that slavery, since all the evidence we have of slavery was a lie because it was in the white history books?
Oh, no, that's not all the facts. There's
oh,
more
so now
to slavery
it's not the
than
same.
That.
You hear what you're saying?
There's
yeah, that's
more
evidence.
Facts
we have plenty of evidence that slavery
get.
Existed.
It
but we
existed,
wasn't there.
But we don't know all the facts that's with it. We just see what they've taught down.
That's
from,
my
it's almost
point.
Like folklore.
Exactly.
And that's been taught
that's my
come
point.
Down for come down. But there's nothing that's evidentially factual. It's
what,
all,
about
it's
slavery?
All birth, based on... Someone
oh,
else's views
no.
or someone else's
no, there's
truth.
There's plenty of proof of that shit.
Nah.
Evidence and proof
who's
is
truth
way
is
different
it?
Than you
who's,
just getting
whose
mad.
Whose proof is it? Whose proof is it? It's what you
so
perceive.
So we going to sit here. Hold
it's
on, hold on, hold on. So
we
going to sit here and tell somebody that proof only is valid if a motherfucker that's talking about a certain situation looks like the motherfucker that's in the situation that they're talking about? That what you're telling me right
no,
now?
They
that's,
could
that
be
makes
lying,
no sense.
Too. That it's their perception, their assumptions. How
so
I
then why do we
what
even
you
believe
say
it
to
then?
Me may not.
Why do we believe
why
it then?
Why do we believe it?
Why do we even
that's
believe
a good
it?
Question.
Why do we even believe it?
Why do we? Why do we?
That's my fucking question. Why is everybody
is
so upset
question,
about it then
right?
if we can't trust the evidence that came out about it? You
exactly.
See how stupid it sounds
so
right
why
now?
Do
we
believe?
Doing?
Why do we believe?
Because there's been a lot of evidence that supports it.
It's a lot of evidence that whose evidence though? Why do you tell me I gotta trust that evidence?
A lot of people that actually study historical facts at universities.
Okay,
they go out
and
do these studies
in foreign
countries.
And what makes
and in
them?
America.
Yes. But
the
what
fact
makes
that they're
them
scholars
right?
And they know what they're talking about. What else you need?
But what makes them right? What makes them scholars? What
because
makes
they actually went and got
them?
The education to know this type of stuff.
But I don't have to believe them because their assumptions may not be my beliefs.
Okay, so you live in some utopia world where you don't believe anybody but yourself.
No, I don't.
No.
So who do you believe
if that's the way you live in?
I'm saying
we always
got.
I believe that's what it is.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. But what she's saying is what says the source is right. How do you live like that?
But your source may be different than my source.
Okay, but that's still, one's got to be right and one's got to be wrong, and we can prove that.
Hey, there's
this has been going on between Republicans and Democrats forever, and one's always right and one's always wrong, and the evidence comes out to either whatever side's wrong or right. So how do we have a court system, man, if somebody ain't right and somebody's wrong? How do we have a court system? Evidence,
right? Are they right or they wrong?
Pretty much determines what's going on.
Hang over Tuesday. We about to get up out of here because y'all two can go forever.
I really can.
So, alright, tomorrow's Wet Wednesday. We gonna get sexy. We don't do no politics because this is damn near a damn karma cafe. I did have two events to tell y'all about. One is December 1st. It's called Deck the Halls. It's a hip-hop rap show. It's hosted by Mr. LGII. Music by DJ Cooley and Tank Sinatra. It's at Chifa's Bar, a.k.a. Peanut Butter, 499th Avenue, Sesset on SB. Is that South Dakota? They're going to have to call in because this is a little too small for me to read. Another event that's coming up here looks like I think it is in November. Is that one November? Yeah, November 23rd. From 10 to 2, music by DJ Cam Jones, 316 Cedar. That sounds like the Red Sea. It's got Young Nook, Yo, I Got, Two Tone, Avery L. The Alien, Cash Em Out, LGII, Clean Slate, Chuck Blaze, Deuce Cobain, Tia Jones, and Flawless. We know a lot of them around here. Let's see, we interviewed Young Nook. Flawless been around here before. Let's see, a couple other people, too. So, I think it's a Drip concert. Okay, we're going to see what that's all about. So, all right, big shout out to Miss Keys for hipping me up with that one. Let's see, anything else before I get up out of here? No, I think that's it. Just make sure you guys check out monstersradio.com. Remember, you can always listen to our archive and leave your comments as well, and people will read them as they listen to the archives as well. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday, online radio with Aurora.
Vote, y'all. Vote, y'all. Vote. Vote, y'all.